about our next character that we talked about. So we've talked about Joseph, Moses, and one of the other characters we talked about. Maybe you could help me. This person was a lady. Is that okay? As in, I'm in order? Good. You're just looking at me there. A lady, and she was married to a king. Does anyone know that person's name? Esther it is. Esther. And we looked at Esther, and she had a really, really difficult thing to do because things were different in those days. I mean, I don't know what our king and queen's like and who is the one that, you know, says we're going to the pictures or we're, you know, staying in and watching the television. I don't know who's the boss. But in those days, it was very difficult for the queen to just sort of barge in and say to the king, I've got something to ask you. But Esther had a gift that she wanted to use to save her team. And her team were all her people. And she wanted to protect them and rescue them. So, you know, she was very brave, and she did go to the king. And if you remember the story, everything worked out really, really, really well. And you know, there are some times, and it could be whether we're at school or whether we're at work, whether we're in Giovanni's, wherever, where we feel we're maybe being asked by God to do something, to use our gift, but it is quite scary. But if you think, if Esther hadn't obeyed God, if Esther hadn't used that gift, then we just don't know how bad things could have worked out. And the really good thing is Esther didn't do this on her own. She had some help. And she had some help from her uncle, Mordecai. Remember that name? It's coming up later, okay? And with that help, the whole story became a really good end to the story. And just like Ian said, or the head coach said earlier, sometimes we need people to help us. Sometimes God asks us to do things on our own. But what we've never, ever, ever, ever to forget, he's never not with us. If you like, who likes Peter Pan? Well, Peter Pan, what did he lose? What did Peter Pan lose? His shadow, okay? And no one can lose a shadow. Your shadow is always with you. And that's what the Bible talks about with regard to God. God is a shadow at our right hand. He is there. So we're never, never on our own. So that's a really good lesson for us all to learn, whether we're just a wee baby in a pram who's really behaving himself so well, Katie, so well, or whatever age we are.